الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there are many many benefits of sending peace and blessings on the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As recorded in Tirmidhi, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that on the day of judgment the closest person to me from amongst the ummah would be the one who would have sent most peace and blessings upon me in this mortal life. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know that we were created for a specific purpose and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life in order to test us. None of us will deny that we are here for a relatively short period of time and that we shall meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. Once we know our purpose and our goal, we should seek ways to achieve them as so to benefit our own selves. Today's talk focuses on the effect of bad friends and bad company on a Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to listen carefully in order to learn and increase our knowledge of this beautiful religion. For various moral, psychological and social reasons, people need good company and close friendship. We often come into contact with people and find that we like their personality enough to want to make friends with them. Everyone has their own likes and dislikes in a friend and their own preferences. However, the type of friends you have often indicates the type of person you are. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once advised, "A person molds his way of life, his deen, according to his friends. So you should be careful about who you make your friend." The Prophet ﷺ pointed to the value of good company when he said that it is better to be alone than in the company of the wicked, those who take you away from the real purpose of life as good Muslim, and it is better to be in the company of the good than to be alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, "And keep yourself familiar with those who call upon their Lord, Azza wa Jal, in the morning and evening, seeking His pleasure, and do not turn your eyes away leaving them in quest of adornment of this worldly life. And do not accept His words whose heart we have left neglectful from our remembrance, and who follows His own desires and whose affairs exceed limits." Good company can be a great source of help and support to leading a righteous life, while bad company can lead to crime, immorality, irresponsible behavior and sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, "Friends on the day will be enemies one to another except al-muttaqoon," meaning those who have taqwa. Hafiz Ibn Kathir, commenting on this verse, relates a story on the authority of Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem and says that any friendship for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is turned into hatred, except what was in it for Allah azza wa jal, the mighty, the majestic. Two who are friends for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, and one of them dies and is given good news that he will be granted al-Jannah. So he remembered his friend and he supplicated for him, saying, "O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my friend used to command me to obey you and obey your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and used to command me to do good and forbid me from doing evil. And he told me that I will meet you. O Allah Azza wa Jal, do not let him go astray after me until you show him what you have just shown me, until you are satisfied with him just like you are satisfied with me." So he is told, "Had you known what is written for your friend, would you have laughed a lot and cried a little?" Then his friend dies and their souls are gathered and both are asked to express their opinions about each other. So each one of them says to his friend, "You were the best brother, the best companion and the best friend." And when one of the disbelieving friends dies and he is given tidings of hellfire, he remembered his friend and said, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, my friend used to order me to disobey you and to disobey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he commanded me to do evil and forbade me from doing good. He told me that I would not meet you O Allah Azza wa Jal, do not guide him after me until you show him what you have just shown me, and until you are dissatisfied with him just like you are with me. Then the other disbelieving friend dies and their souls are gathered, and both are asked to give their opinions about each other. So each one says to his friend, you were the worst brother, the worst companion, and the worst friend. That is the end of those who do not have taqwa, who do not have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who befriend for the sake of other than that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has surely spoken the truth, and we all should grasp what He has informed us of. It is through the good company that Allah Azza wa Jal saves those who are astray and guides the wicked. The benefit of mixing with the righteous, the good people, is immense, and it will inshallah Azza wa Jal be even more obvious to us in the hereafter. It is only the hereafter that we will realize the value and importance of the friends that we have today. Either they will take us to paradise and we will be pleased with them, or they will take us to the hellfire and we will regret their friendship so much so that we will want them to burn in the fire as well. Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu al-Karim said, mix with the noble people, you become one of them, and keep away from the evil people to protect yourself from their evils. If we are truly concerned about our fate, we must come to this realization. Those who take us away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, from obeying Him and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those who fail to remind us of our daily prayers, and those who do not give us sincere advice in regard to our religion, such are really our enemies and not our friends. On the other side, a believer is a mirror of his brother, and if he sees any faults in the other believer, he draws this to his attention to help him and help him to give up his bad habits. And this will help him wipe away any evil that he has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, translation from Kanz al-Iman, I remember the day when the wrongdoer will bite his hands and say, woe to me, would that I had taken a path with the messenger. Woe to me, if only I had taken so and so as a friend. He has led me astray from this reminder, the Quran, after it had come to me. And Satan is ever a deserter to man in the hour of need. So we should take a lesson before the inevitable day comes when we are called to account for our actions. One companion asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who can be my best friend? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, your best friend is a person, when you see him, he makes you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you listen to him, knowledge of Islam is increased. And when you see his actions, you are reminded of the life of the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his companions by saying, shall I tell you a thing by which you can obtain good in this world and the hereafter? And the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, replied, of course, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be with the assemblies of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are alone. Be in the gatherings wherein knowledge of Islam and Quran is taught. Be with those whose love is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be with those whose dislike is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good companionship, choosing and having good companions, is extremely important for many reasons and from many aspects. Good companionship, choosing and having good companions, is extremely important for many reasons and from many aspects. Mankind cannot live alone. Every individual must live and interact with others. Those people who sit and make your friends are inevitably going to fall into one of two categories. Either they are going to be good individuals who guide and encourage you towards what is good and help you to accomplish that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, or they are going to be bad, encouraging you to do what is pleasing to the shaitan, that which misleads you. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the matter of good companionship, so that no room is left for doubt or confusion, when he said, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person is upon the deen of his khalil, close friend, so look to whom you befriend, taken from Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. This means that a person is upon the same manhaj methodology as his friend, the same tariq path as his friend, and the same nature, manner and behavior as his friend. So we must be careful about whom we befriend. There is an Arabic impression, your companion is what pulls you to something. So if your companion is good, he will pull you towards that which is good. But if your companion is bad, he will pull you towards that which is evil. We must choose our friends and our companions carefully, so that we take friends who are sincere and who will order us to do what is good and forbid us from what is evil. If he observes us committing sins, he will warn us. If he becomes aware of our shortcomings, he will advise us. And if he finds a fault in us, he would cover it. About this, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He neither betrays him, nor tells him a lie, nor humiliates him. Taken from Tirmidhi. So should you see a fault in your brother, you should wish to remove that fault from him and not expose it to other people. This is what is required by the brotherhood, and again stresses the importance of choosing friends who are upon the correct way, who are loyal and who hide your faults while ordering you to do good and forbidding you from evil, who stand beside you and support you and cooperate with you upon all that is good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained this great principle further in another narration, wherein he sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, do not keep company except with a believer, and do not feed except a person who has taqwa, meaning fear of Allah azza wa jal, taken from Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, there are three qualities, whoever has them will taste the sweetness of iman. That Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are more beloved to Him than anything else. That He loves a person and does not love him except for Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that he who would hate to revert to kufr, just as he would hate to be thrown in the fire of hell. Taken from Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So all of those physical togetherness that you see around you, which is based upon other than iman, will be wiped away on the day, and it will be a source of misery and torture for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who love one another for other than the sake of Allah azza wa jal will be foes to one another on the last day. Translation from Kanzul Iman. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the case of good companion and bad companion is that like a seller of musk and an ironsmith. As for the seller of musk, he will either give you some of the musk as a sample, or you will purchase some from him, or at least you will come away having experienced its good smell. Whereas the ironsmith will either burn your clothing, or at least you will come away having experienced a repugnant smell. So in this hadith, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given an example, what a beautiful example he is giving, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, that good company is like somebody who goes to a shop that sells perfume. As soon as he enters the shop, he has a lovely smell, and if he is lucky, he will either be given a sample, so even if he does not purchase, he will come away with the smell, lovely smell of fragrance on him, or he will purchase it and come away. And the example he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave of bad company is that if somebody goes to an ironsmith, a person who makes objects out of metal. If he gets too close to him, the sparks that fly off the molten metal will burn into his clothes, meaning it will burn his clothes, or even if he does not get too close to him, that he will come away with a horrible smell of melting metal. So my dear Madani Channel viewers, as you have learned and heard today about the effects of company, good company and bad company, what a beautiful saying, as mentioned earlier, Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem, who said that mix with noble people and you become one of them. Allahu Akbar. And stay away from bad people because you will start embracing their evil ways. If you stop for 1 minute there, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, and look at our lives today, how are we exactly living our lives, our lifestyles, our cars, our friends, our association with others? Are they for goodness, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or more frighteningly, are they taking us away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again, company today in this time, so many people cover so many topics, but the fact of the matter is that you will be only judged for your actions. Which way are we going? Do we have friends such that we play football with, and the time of Salat al-Zuhr is gone, Asr is gone, and when our ego allows us, we go to do our Salah? Is that our state? Or is our state as such how it should be, that we give priority to our Salah over all our worldly matters? If our friends are weak, then certainly they will make us weak. Alhamdulillah, if our friends are strong, then they will make us strong. That's why it is so important that in this day and age, that we have such a company, that if we are getting weak, that with their effect around us will make us more stronger. Alhamdulillah, this is where Dawat-e-Islami comes in. This is where Dawat-e-Islami helps us, where we integrate with brothers, where we meet each other, and where we travel in the way of Madani Qafila, and we learn about this love that the Prophet, peace be upon him, had with his Sahaba. So these are things that we need to learn. How can you understand something is a sin when you are not even aware of it being a sin? Alhamdulillah, once you come into this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami, you will learn this. You will understand your enemy so you can confront your enemy. How can you confront something that you do not understand? How can you fight something and safeguard yourself from something that you do not realize is your enemy? So my dear Islamic brothers, it is very, very important that we have good company, that we have pious friends who are our friends, who will do good, and they will tell us to enjoin to do good. So please try to be honest with yourselves and ask yourself this question, that which scale am I on good company or bad company? And this is for every individual to check themselves, that which side am I on? Are my friends the ones that I am with when we're chilling and the time of Salah comes and nobody even mentions the word, shall we do our Salah? Or my friends are such that when it's time for Salah, they will say, Akhi, let's go and do our Salah. So we will know by now which category we fall in. And if we are in the category of chillers and people who want to play football and go around town or drive in their car with their music blaring, then this is a very, very frightening condition that we are in. And we need to be serious to ourselves. We need to start asking ourselves questions. What sort of company am I with? Where is this company going to take me? Is this company taking me towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And am I acting on the sunnahs of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who has said beautifully that he who loves my sunnah loves me, and he who loves me will be with me in paradise? Or are we with those that on the day of judgment that we will start cursing each other, as mentioned earlier, woe unto him, and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he stopped me from doing good, he showed me the evil way, he told me that I will never meet you? What a frightful state. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, then it will be too late. There will be no second chance. There will be no coming back to the dunya. I will do righteous things. I will do my salah. I will give my zakah. I will fast all month. All these will come to an end the day our soul leaves our body. So the short time we have left in this world, dear viewers of Madani Channel, be serious. Not to anybody else, but to yourself. Are we seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are we disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So please, I leave this question with you. Think to yourself and be truthful to yourself. And this is no better time than now to do a change. Shaitan will put many waswas in your mind that you can change in 5 weeks' time, you can change in 5 months' time, you can change in 5 years' time. But the fact of the matter and the reality is that we don't even know if we will be here tomorrow. Here today, gone tomorrow. We do not know. That is the guarantee, assurance we have on life. So my dear Islamic brothers and respected elders and viewers of Madani channel, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to at least affiliate with a beautiful environment like Dawat-e-Islami.